Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Everyone, today I wanted to share my first one-on-one with a listener on Wisdom App. I will be live again tonight at 10 p.m., and this time I will take the first 5 people to request on their phones. All you have to do is go to the App Store and download the Wisdom App for free, and then find me at Inspire and Tire and request to join the audio call. It would be so much fun talking with you. Won't you join me tonight? Oh, and to get an idea of what it is like, listen to my first recording now. Hi, welcome to Inspire and Tire. And my first guest, are you on?
Say hello.
Hello. Before we start, I just wanted to welcome you to Inspire and Tire, and reminding my listeners that I am not a licensed therapist, but I am a life coach who is here to help. Now, before we start, do you mind if our conversation becomes part of one of my podcasts?
No, I love that. I listen to the podcast. It's great.
Oh, that makes me so happy. All right. So what's really keeping you up nights?
I think mostly just, you know, the uncertainty of the future.
I think that's something that a lot of people, you know, it's on their mind more now than ever with so many things going on between COVID and global warming and so forth. But let's delve into that a little bit more. What specifically is it? Because there's so many reasons why people can't sleep. It's always more than one thing. It could be medical. It could be exercising too late. The room's not dark enough. So tell me a little bit about when you first started noticing you're not getting the rest that you need. And are there any things that you have tried that have helped?
I'll be honest with you, Inspire and Tire, I don't think I've ever slept.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was really young, when I was in middle school, and I would stay up watching TV until 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And then I would go to school the next morning. And same thing in high school, same thing in college. Now I try to stay off my phone at night. But, you know, you lay in bed and you think about all the things that you could have done with your day and all the things you want to do with the next day. And it just feels like there's not enough hours in the day sometimes.
So you think that most of it is probably because you're a type A personality, somebody who really has a lot on their plate and wants to get a lot, not just, you know, happy with just by. You really want to get to the next level, and that's something that you strive for so much that you're not getting the rest that you need.
I think that I mentally am a type A, but then I behave like not even close to any other type. Like I'm so overwhelmed with all the things going on in my head that I can't even get around to things I want to do. And you know, I just don't have the motivation to do anything, but I want to do stuff.
Well, the thought about not having enough motivation to do things, but wanting to do things, has to be around the idea that when you have too many things on your plate, it becomes impossible to do any one thing. It's just like with children when they say that, or even animals, when they give them too many toys, too much that stimulates them, it's impossible for them to focus on one toy and playing with anything because they're overwhelmed with everything around them. So that's actually part of being a type A personality, because you have so many different things on your plate that you want to handle. You're multitasking all the time, but at some point your mind just kind of freezes because it's like there's just too many things to do, don't know what to do next, and so it slows you down physically on doing things. So let me ask you, do you drink a lot of caffeine?
Not at night. During the day, I drink, you know, maybe a Coca-Cola, But Coca-Cola, I think, is like 1/7 or 1/8 the caffeine of a coffee. So I feel like I don't have that much caffeine throughout the day.
Okay, even a little bit of caffeine can have long-term effects, so you might want to
Oh, wow.
cut back a little bit on the caffeine, maybe switch it up with something like milk. Also, turkey is really good at helping you to get some sleep. You should try to refocus because you are a type A personality person. I would normally say to do different meditations, to try to relax, where you're just little by little focusing on different parts of your body as you're laying down, making sure that it's all relaxed. And then once you've done that, because your mind is so used to being active, instead of doing something where you just try to fall asleep, it will actually work against your mind, so you can't do that. So you have to still give your mind a purpose in order to fall asleep. The CIA has done this. The people in India have done this. A lot of different groups have found that if you give yourself some numbers to concentrate on, and then you repeat them over and over again, the repetition will help you to fall asleep. But it
That's
also.
so interesting that you say that, Inspire and Tire, because when I was younger, I used to have really bad panic and anxiety attacks, so much so that I would be completely fine 1 minute, and the next minute I would have to sit just on the ground, and I'd have to leave wherever I was just to be alone and refocus. And the only thing that would ever make it better was like focusing on very simple like numbers and repeating numbers and doing very simple math equations. So I would do 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4, 4 + 4 = 8, 8 + 8 = 16. And I would just keep doing that over and over again until I would lose my train of thought, and I would start it over until I could relax enough to redo whatever situation or rejoin whatever situation I was in.
That's really great that you realize that. Yeah. And the reason why is that type of routine works when you are a type A, because if you're a type A and you try to actually force yourself to go to sleep, in other words, just shut everything down, your brain is going to go ahead and reject it on a lot of different levels because it is used to constantly working and thinking and so forth. And if you try to go from, your mind working a mile a minute to nothing, your mind is still going to fill it up. So if you're doing something that's repetitive, like what you said you did, you're giving your mind something to keep it going, but it's something that allows you through repetition to fall asleep. Have you ever tried anything with imagery too, like picturing different things and trying to use that as a way of falling asleep?
Well, you know what's interesting is, like I said, I am a big fan of the podcast, the Inspiring Entire podcast. I listen on Spotify, and what I do is I put it on, and I like to listen to the storytelling podcast more. And so I listen to the storytelling, and while you're telling the story, I just try to picture in my head, like a movie, everything that you're saying in the story, and try to imagine the imagery and the colors and how people are saying things. And that really helps me be able to relax and focus on what you're saying and focus on how I'd be seeing it in real life. And I feel like that helps a lot.
Oh, thank you. That's really great.
No,
Yeah,
thank you, because it really, really does help.
and I love how what you're doing, which was another advice I was going to give, is to do some type of bedtime routine, because when your mind gets used to a routine, it's just like any habit, it becomes something that your mind starts to accept and it starts to follow through on, and you're already ahead of the game with that. I'm so sorry, though, that the condition of the world and the future is something that does worry you. I know that that's something that a lot of people share. Do you find that trying to focus on things a little bit closer to home, things that you can control, actually will help you, or what has helped you around that realm?
Well, honestly, the future of the world, I feel like obviously we're in a very uncertain time right now, but in my head, it's more like it is what it is, and we do what we can to make the world better. But so much of what's going on in the world is so out of individual control. It's more of like a group control for what I see it. But like, you know, just I think more I'm stressed about the things that I can control that I'm maybe not excelling at. Like I could do better at work, or I could do better in my personal life to catch up with friends and be a bit more patient with my friends and things like that. And I could, you know, say things better and things like that, things that I actually can control, that I feel like in the moment, I don't do the best I can.
Well, I think it's so important that what you're doing is a lot of self-reflection, but you don't want to do it so much that you have painted yourself as, you know, not doing the best that you can. The fact that you're doing self-reflection puts you way ahead of the game over anyone else, because it's saying that, yeah, you care enough to try to continually improve yourself. And life is a learning process. None of us are perfect. And I think that once people start to grasp the idea that I'm imperfect and I'm good with that, it makes it a lot easier, because if you're perfect, it means you can't fail at anything. So it's like, no matter what you do or don't do, it can't, you don't want to change a thing. If you're imperfect, you're saying, yeah, I could have done that, but I did do my best. Let me try again next time a little bit better. I've learned something from that. So, you know, don't allow it to keep you up nights where you're beating yourself up over it, because obviously you are a great person.
I see my time is ending, but I wanted to say thank you for letting me talk on here.
Oh, thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. And this has been Inspire and Tire. I hope you'll join me next time, and thank you.